McKenzie has already represented Sonoma County on the 21-member MTC board since 2008. He will now serve as its chairman for a two-year term that began in February. And while he would continue to be an active advocate for the needs of the North Bay, McKenzie cautions that the chairmanship does not come with any localized advantages.
I do not get a Jake McKenzie slush fund. It was never like that here. It wasn't like, dare I say it, Congress under the old earmark system where all of a sudden in Alaska the bridge to nowhere got built. That doesn't come with the chair of MTC.
Heading the nine-county agency requires a regional perspective. But during his prior two terms on the board, he's been an effective advocate for North Bay projects, such as the long-awaited widening of Highway 101 through the Novato Narrows.
We've identified that as the number one priority in Sonoma County. We have been very successful competing over the years, and we've punched above our weight in competition with other counties because we have a program that has had projects ready to roll. And when there's been excess money, we've applied and we've been successful. The Petaluma River Bridge reconstruction was a prime example for that.
Now he's working to build support for badly needed improvements to State Highway 37 across southern Sonoma County, with an assist from Mother Nature.
When the flooding started and it closed down for 24 days this January, we got attention. And so it's the impact of climate change and sea level rise and high tides that has brought this one right up to the forefront.
When the increase in California's gas tax takes effect in November, the MTC will have responsibility for passing on this region's share of the $5 billion in additional revenues. But McKenzie warns not to expect any surprises there either. The plan for spreading around most of those funds is already in place.
They're fixed by formula. So we know in Rohnert Park, for example, that in the road rehab part of that, which is mainly going to be coming from increase in gasoline sales tax, that we will be getting an additional $900,000 a year.
The Metropolitan Transportation Commission and ABAG, the Association of Bay Area Governments for the same nine-county area, have in recent years been collaborating on a regional effort to prepare for future job growth, housing needs, and transportation demands. But that Plan Bay Area project aroused some loud protests against regional government. McKenzie vigorously disagrees.
A regional process to arrive at the societal goals of protecting the environment was somehow anti-American, antithetical to our whole way of life here, a notion which I reject.
While that planning process is continuing to advance, the administrations of the two regional bodies will begin to merge this summer. And before he steps aside as the MTC chair in 2019, McKenzie hopes to promote a full melding of both bodies.
A lot of us have felt for a long time that there were inefficiencies and encumbrances to better dealing with the problems of the region that could be considerably helped by the amalgamation into one administrative organism.
All in all, says Jake McKenzie, the MTC chairmanship is a role he relishes.
As somebody who considers himself a policy wonk and a public servant, as I've been most of my adult life, I'm very happy.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.